Blackstone Audio presents Evil Inc. by Glenn Kaplan. To the memories of Evan Hunter for his talent, unstoppable joie de vivre, and generosity in helping this book early on, and Bruce Henderson, business thinker of genius, who planted the seed of this story in one of our unforgettable conversations.
Prologue. The woman screamed and slammed the bedroom door shut. The wall of smoke and blast of heat from the flames on the ground floor nearly knocked her over.
"Where's Timmy?"
she shrieked as she pulled up her flannel nightshirt to cover her mouth, not caring that she exposed her flabby belly and thighs.
"He's in his room,"
her panicked husband said, coughing from the invading smoke. He pulled his T-shirt up over his mouth, revealing his hairy paunch and tattered briefs as he dropped to his knees.
"Down,"
he mumbled through the cloth and pulled at his wife.
"You're supposed to stay low."
"Timmy,"
she shouted hoarsely.
"Timmy."
She collapsed in a heap and started sobbing.
"Earl,"
she whimpered through her tears.
"God damn it, I told you I heard a noise. I told you I smelled something. Why didn't you listen?"
The fire beneath them roared like a train barreling through the small house. The floorboards were heating up. Smoke burned their throats and cut into their lungs like a thousand tiny daggers.
"Mommy!"
A little boy's voice sounded through the din.
"Mommy!" "Timmy!"
she howled and jumped to her feet, only to collapse again.
"Go get Timmy!"
she coughed.
"Go get Timmy!"
She punched her husband.
"Go get him!"
Earl crawled to the door.